Welcome, adventurers. This is another episode of my guide for survival and success while exploring the dangerous Orc drylands. When exploring these forests, a surprise encounter with an Orc is a constant threat. In this episode, I will show you how to subdue and escape from an Orc when the encounter can be avoided. The tactics that I'll show you today will work on most male Orcs, sometimes even small groups of them. For larger groups, you'll need to use techniques from my advanced guides. We've explored deep into the Orc lands. We should be able to find a lone hunter or a scout. Remember, avoiding the Orcs is always the best option. But today, I'm going to intentionally try to find one to show you how to deal with him. There's one. He's coming this way. Firstly, don't panic. Orcs are wild creatures, but their behavior can be predicted. If you think you're sure to be discovered, prepare yourself by loosening your clothing. You'll be less encumbered that way. I'm going to make myself known now.
Why? You there? What are you doing?
We have his attention. Now, don't show fear. Stand up and look right at him. Show him that you're not going to back down.
These are our lands. You are forbidden here.
Notice how the Orc, predictably, challenges us based on territory. It is important to not escalate his challenge into a fight. Subterfuge is your best counter. Begin opening the buttons of your top, displaying your skin. Did you remember to loosen your clothes, like I said to? Undressing yourself will confuse the Orc.
What? Why are you doing that? Stop playing with your clothes. You must leave here.
He's confused. Excellent. Continue undressing while slowly approaching the creature. Keep your eyes on him. Reveal more and more of your breasts as you come closer. You need to keep him distracted as you position yourself.
Don't you hear me? I say, go away. Why do you keep opening your cold buttons? You should...
Our display is working. He is abandoning his territorial claim and allowing us to sneak in. Notice how I have his attention almost entirely at my chest. As I get to him, within arm's reach, I'm going to fully reveal my breasts. The next maneuver is crucial to surviving the encounter. You must crouch to your knees without startling the beast. I like to hold up my breasts to concentrate his attention while I do.
Maybe I'd let you stay for a short while. But who are you talking to?
The Orc penis is usually large and exposed, even when flaccid. We can't see it behind this one's loincloth, but with a quick move, it's simple to reach under there and grab it.
Grab what? Orc not simple. Hey! It's mine.
Got it. Now, stroke vigorously to keep the beast distracted. You want to trigger an erection quickly and get his mind off killing you.
Stop. You shouldn't be doing that.
You see, it's not difficult to do. Now that he's getting hard and his brain isn't sure what to do, get hold of his balls. Use two hands if you need to. Take control.
Hey, let go.
Don't let go. We have him. But we can't stay here forever in a standoff. To escape, we need to incapacitate him. And there is nothing like making him blow his load hard and fast to do that. Get your lips wrapped firm around the head and suck like life depends on it, because it might. Of his balls. As you get him close to exploring himself, he'll likely want to take over and fuck you. Don't let him. You will not like that. Just give him in the mouth. A cannon. Had he been holding out for a month? So there you have it. How to survive an encounter with an orc. You can see that he's laying flat on the ground now, and no threat to anyone. And now you can safely sneak off. Or maybe take a moment to lean against a tree and have a little solo time as a reward for a job well done. The load he exploded. My, that was a little thrilling, I must say. I'm going to scout behind those big pine trees over there to make sure that there aren't any more orcs around. I should be back in about 5 minutes.